Revealing Ramadan is a special series featuring the voices of 30 Muslims from all walks of life. Each day of this Islamic holy month will reveal a different story, one in which an individual shares a personal experience about Ramadan. The 21st voice in this series is an African-American woman who converted to Islam more than 20 years ago.
My name is Anissa Abdel Fattah, and I'm from Columbus, Ohio.
Raised in the Midwest, she grew up in a family of Baptist ministers. She married an Egyptian Muslim man and lived in several different cities on the East Coast. It's there, she says, that she experienced firsthand the real poverty and the poor treatment of immigrants. Now divorced, she's the founder of the National Association of Muslim American Women that helps single and divorced women with basic living expenses and lobbies for women's rights. She tells two Ramadan stories, beginning with a humorous memory of her first iftar.
Well, I remember one Ramadan I went to with my husband, which was one of my first Ramadans where I tried to eat everything. I thought we were going to this feast and everybody was just going to have this massive throwdown. You know, I'm from Ohio. We eat in Ohio. And after fasting all day, I thought, oh, wow, this is going to get dramatic because everybody is going to be trying to get their fill. So I wasn't shy at all. I filled up my plate maybe two times. And no one said anything. Everyone just continued to be very polite and to eat. And then when I got home, my husband started laughing. He said, you were eating up all the food. I told him I was so hungry. I asked him, why weren't you eating? He said, no. When you get invited to an iftar, you just go and you break fast and you eat something, you know, like you eat with the people. Then when you get home, that's when you eat everything in the house. So that was a lesson for me. I was working as the business manager for an Islamic school in Prospect Park, New Jersey. And we were trying to find ways during the Ramadan to keep the kids, you know, interested, because the older children in the school would fast during Ramadan, as well as the teachers and the administrators and everyone. And we had a mosque actually in the school where during the month of Ramadan, one of the ways we helped keep everybody's mind off of eating and things, particularly when Ramadan would be in warm weather and we didn't want the kids out in the playground running around playing too much, is that we would go into the masjid and we would recite Quran, or we would have kids do poetry, things, nice things about, you know, about Ramadan. And I remember that one evening I was invited to an iftar at some friend's, people from the school who invited me and my son to their home to break fast with them. And we had done so much of this, you know, working with the kids during Ramadan. My son was also a student at the school. And so we sat down and we broke fast together with this family, and, you know, we were eating and just having casual conversation. And the time came for the prayer, and the brother who was the head of the home, the husband, of course, he was preparing to lead the prayer. And my son, who was about 7 years old at the time, he said to him, can I lead the prayer? And he looked down at him and he said, do you think you know how? And I really thought he thought my son Amir was joking, right? So he told him, yeah. And he allowed him to lead this prayer. And I never heard such beautiful recitation of the Quran in my life, and it was from my 7-year-old son, and he had us all in tears till we could not hardly finish the prayer. Now, up until that time, even though I knew that we were doing this in the school and that he was in the school, it never dawned on me that my own son would be so impacted and affected by what we were doing until he stood there and led the Isha Salah and brought everyone there at the dinner to tears. So for me, it was saying something special to me about the month of Ramadan as his mother, because people say Ramadan is a month not only of revelation of the Quran, but it is a month of revelation about ourselves. It's a period not only of deprivation, but also a period of deep introspection. And for some reason, one of the impacts of fasting seems to be that it makes you a lot more, it softens your heart, I think, and it also makes you more aware, sensitive of what's going on around you in a different way. And I think that's why his recitation of Quran was so moving for everyone there. And more importantly, when we were doing this to keep the kids distracted and to keep them fasting, I don't think that it ever really dawned on any of us that we were actually teaching them something that was going to stay with them all of their lives. We looked at it as teachers and administrators as just a way to help the kids with the fasting, to keep them out of the heat and the sun so they wouldn't get dehydrated, and to keep them busy. And there they were absorbing this. I wish I had had a tape, you know, so that people could hear it today, the 7-year-old boy reciting an entire surah of the Quran until he had adults absolutely, you know, when I say in tears, I mean bawling in tears. And it was unbelievable.
This is Revealing Ramadan from Speaking of Faith in American Public Media. To hear more personal reflections on Ramadan and expressions of Muslim identity, visit our website and get the podcast at speakingoffaith.org.